Well, I think there's really quite a few benefits to using evidence-based practices. And the first of which is just that if we're going to expend a lot of time and energy to try to improve outcomes for the students in our schools, we want to be able to use things that we know are more likely to be effective. We know that evidence-based practices have been rigorously evaluated and are known to be effective with certain populations of students. And so we're more likely to get improved student outcomes if we implement those evidence-based practices with fidelity. If you're trying to find an evidence-based practice to help a particular student or group of students and you come across single case design research, that can be a great way to look to see whether a practice or a program may help the students that you're interested in helping. So you certainly want to be sure that you're looking at the methods of the study to see if the target problem is very similar to that you're trying to address, and also to look and see if the setting and the students are very similar to those that you're trying to work with, and if you would have the resources to implement the intervention that's described. After looking at that, if you think that it looks like a fairly good alignment with your setting and students and target problem, then certainly you want to go ahead and read through the rest of the study, look at those results, see how much progress the students made over what course of time. It gives you an idea of what rate of progress you might hope to expect. And many times you might be able to implement the intervention based on what the information that's available in the methods section. Sometimes there's just not enough information. And I really think that educators should feel free to email the lead author. Their contact information is always on the front page of the journal article. To email them and ask for more information. Researchers are generally always more than willing to share the methods of effective interventions with practitioners. Generally, we certainly want to see something that's worked across multiple groups of students, ideally across multiple research groups, but that may not always be possible to find, or you might not have access to those articles. So if you can find that multiple articles have been published and show favorable results, that's certainly better than an intervention that only has one evaluation with favorable results. So if you can feel more confident that it's likely to work with your students. But if there's only one intervention that's sort of aligned with the target issue that seems like something you'd be able to do, then again, contacting that researcher and asking if they do have other data to support its effectiveness can be really beneficial. There might be other studies out there that you're just not finding or you might not have access to, and so that can provide some helpful information to you as well.